Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
It's time for the Chiefs Kingdom Show, live with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, and Chiefs head coach Andy Reid. It's presented by Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country, mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee, proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Tune in to Fesco and Dusty, weekdays starting at 6, Cody and Gold at 10, and The Drive with Carrington Harrison at 2. Follow this station, your favorite shows and podcasts on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure to follow our social channels at TheFan965 on X, Instagram, Facebook. Plus, watch all the shows on our YouTube channel, your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Here is the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus.
All right. Come on, our team's 4-0. Let's go. Welcome, everybody. The doors are open to the Chiefs Kingdom, and we are open tonight in Olathe at 119th and Ridgeview with a wild and crazy crowd. Carson Steele. Maybe bringing his alligator tonight. I don't know. He'll be here a little bit later. But it's awesome to have you here. This score just in, breaking news. Chiefs 17, Chargers 10. And in case you're keeping track at home, there's some fun numbers here. The Chiefs have now beaten the Chargers on the road 11 straight years. That is hard to do in the National Football League against a division opponent on the road, but pretty spectacular. And now, in his first 100 games, Patrick Mahomes is 18-1 on the road against the AFC West. That's just stupid good, okay? Some other noteworthy things. A lot of you have asked, hey, when are we going to win by two scores? Never get fussy about winning, but I know, right? You bark at the dog, dog barks at you, you go into the bathroom, you stand on your head. All these close games are taking a toll on all of us. But it's kind of fun when you get seven straight wins with 7 points or less. That ties an all-time National Football League record, all right? And 10 straight wins with a point differential is plus 61. That is the slimmest margin of victory of any 10-game winning streak in the history of the National Football League, going all the way back to the Acme Packers of 1921. So that is huge. And you're going to hear me talk about this, but in baseball they talk about winning close games as a strength, right? Royals won 7 one-run games. That's good. But in football you're supposed to blow everybody out. When you win 10 straight games with a margin of plus 61, oh, and look who we've beaten in those 10 straight games, right? That is huge. Just saying. Also, for Mahomes, 19-4 in September with a victory yesterday. And then for Andy Reid, spectacular. 6 undefeated Septembers in his 12 years as head coach here. That is really hard to do. And oh, by the way, Travis Kelce is now the number one pass catcher in the history of the Kansas City Chiefs. And we all love T-Guns. We remember the night T-Guns was here at his last Kingdom show, and love that dude. Saw him during the NFL draft, but he has to hand the sword over now and let Kelce carry that banner. So awesome, and to pull that game out yesterday, a couple of things. We'll talk to Coach about it, but two plays you've forgotten that I want everybody listening tonight and everybody here at Hy-Vee at 119th and Ridgeview, and we'll try to wedge you in here if we can. But the fact that the two biggest plays you haven't thought about today are the two punts by Matt Araiza to get him down at the 2 and the 6, and a third one that got him at the 15. You realize our two touchdowns were the result of those two punts, because we had a 54-yard touchdown, but you get the ball at the 46, that opens up a whole brand-new set of spreadsheets for Coach, and getting the ball at the 41 for the second touchdown drive. Never take a punter for granted. Never take a punter who's a weapon for granted. Colquitt taught you that for 15 years. But Matt Araiza yesterday should get a game ball because he was spectacular. And then how about the Chiefs' defense? Oh, my gosh. This year, there have been 7 enemy goal-to-go drives. Goal-to-go. Only 3 touchdowns allowed by our defense, and 2 have come up nada, 0. And yesterday, it felt like goal-to-go because they had 4th-and-2 at the 3. They could have still got a first down, and we held. When you get a defense that plays like that, and you get Chris Jones eating everybody alive that's in front of him, you get Felix Anudike Uzama, who had a good game. You get, Drew Tranquil, 10 tackles against his old teammates. It was a defense that was able to put the hammer down, baby. And you folks at the bar have got to start bringing it right now, I'm telling you. We're undefeated. We're 4-0. All right. And there's only 3 left, and if Seattle loses tonight, there'll only be 2 left. So, anyway, we're going to have a great show tonight because we have Carson Steele here, and it's going to be a lot of fun to be with the rookie out of Ball State /UCLA. A reminder, here at Hy-Vee and all the Hy-Vees in the Metro, score big savings with Hy-Vee and the Kansas City Chiefs. Big points mean even bigger savings. Just shop Hy-Vee the night after a game, day after a game, get a fuel saver discount equal to the Chiefs score and based on the amount you spent. We scored 17 points. You save 17 cents a gallon. Hey, folks, it all adds up. I know you want 50. We'll get there someday, maybe against the Saints. You save 17 cents a gallon on any $17 purchase. The more we score, the more you save. Win or lose, everyone scores the day after a Chiefs game only at Hy-Vee. We've got the Redcoaters here tonight. Or no, that was their trip. There's a few here. Oh, yeah, we got them here. There's a few. Also, we have the Geeks here tonight, right? Autograph Geek, Cowboy Bob, Susie Bling Bling, Snowstorm Sandy. We got a machete. Hey, Paula's here tonight. We have some special big-time guests here tonight. The Brick is here tonight. The best ref in Kansas is here tonight. Yes, you can get his autograph after you get your picture taken with Carson Steele. And one of the top athletes from Pilot Grove, Missouri, is here tonight. Central Missouri, the Pilot Grove Tigers. Kathy Roach is here tonight. So we got some big-time folks here. And the Kingdom Cousins are here tonight, showing up here at Hy-Vee at 119th and Ridgeview. So we appreciate everybody being out here. It's time to get red and real and rowdy and try to stay undefeated as we take on, a week from tonight, the New Orleans Saints. When we come back, we're going to hear from head coach Andy Reid, and Carson Steele will make his first ever appearance in the Chiefs Kingdom. We'll be back after this on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
No Rice out for the game. Chiefs are 2-by-2 with motion. Quick pass right side at the 40 and then falling forward after making the catch. With a short screen, it goes to Travis Kelce, who now has more catches than any player in Kansas City Chiefs history. As Kelce, with the reception, now 917, surpassing the great Tony Gonzalez.
Welcome back to, we're in Olathe tonight, actually at 119th and Ridgeview for our Chiefs Kingdom show and getting ready to have our player guest. But first, let's check in with the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, Andy Reid. Congrats on the win, 11th straight win over the Chargers on the road. Always to win a road game in the division's huge, but just your thoughts on rebounding from such a rocky start and getting that victory yesterday.
Yeah, no, it was. I mean, we had a lot of self-inflicted wounds there, you'd say, on the offensive side, and then on the defensive side, they had a long drive there, that their first drive. But then I thought the defense, we really put our foot down there and did a nice job of shutting things down. Spags, I thought, had a real good game plan, and I thought the defensive line really stepped up and did a nice job of putting pressure, not only in the run game part of it, but also the pass game and playing on the other side of the ball. Joe always talks about playing on the other side and stunning the offensive linemen and neutralizing that whole area, but still maintaining your gaps. I thought the guys did a good job of that. Our linebackers, both of them, I thought, did a real nice job with the variations that Spags has for them to work with. They executed well, and Bolton heads that whole thing up, just making sure everybody's lined up right and going in the right direction. He's a transmitter from the D-line to the back end, and he handles that very well. And then on the back end, I thought guys were flying around. I mean, there were some big plays back there. And it was good to see Watson have a couple of big breakups. And McDuffie's always, he's like glue out there. So he did a nice job. Safeties were active. And then offensively, we've got to get rid of some of these penalties, and we've got to get rid of these sacks. I've got to help that out with the play calls. Nags has done a nice job of setting these things up with things. So, everybody's got a piece of the pie on this thing, but we've all got to take it up a little bit. I've seen it happen. It happened in the second half. I mean, you start executing, and good things can happen for you, but you get out there and flop around and, with penalties and sacks and interceptions, and then you got a problem,
But what does it say about the mental strength and power of this team that no one panics? And it's an NFL record now, 7 straight wins of 7 points or less. But to me, that's a sign of strength. Okay. And the fact that, what does it say about the mental strength in all three phases that everybody just kind of stayed on task and didn't flip out?
Yeah, as coaches, especially head coaches, you always say you really don't care about how many points you win by, just so that you get the win. But underneath that, you're always trying to strive to get better. But these guys our team, our players are built that way. And the coaches are that way. So you've got a nice blend there of guys that trust each other, and they're not pointing fingers on the offensive side or the defensive side or special teams. I mean, everybody just kind of does their job and it goes, hey, we got to pick it up. They take that burden upon themselves. I can do a better job, and then we can do a better job as a unit. And so as long as you're willing to admit a problem, normally these guys, my experience with NFL players, they fix it. They're just they're very, very talented at what they do.
To get another goal line stand with the game on the line, that's 3 now, at least I can think of. But to be goal to go, and where this in case they could have got a first down at the 1, but still to dig in and to stop a really good team at that point, what does that say about mental and physical toughness?
Yeah, it's something that you see every day when we're working those things at training camp. I mean, that's where it starts. And these guys, they bear down and build that foundation up there, and then it's paid off for them here. There's a certain continuity that we have on the defensive side, and we we know each other and know each other's strengths and weaknesses, and we're able to cover the weaknesses up with our strengths and so on and so forth. It's all individual basis there on that to create this strength as a unit. So, but that want to, there's a point where you got to reach down. There's got to be a want to that. And that's what that group has right there, that defensive group.
I love it when punters can flip games, not just flip fields, but flip games. It seemed like Matt Araiza did that yesterday. Our two touchdowns came after he put him down at the two, and then put him down there. We get the ball at the 46 and the 41, but his three punts inside the 20 seemed to feel like it really flipped the game.
Yeah, Matt had a good day. That was a big thing going forward there. He to be able to do that, to flip the field position, is we talk about it every week on this, Mitch. I mean, we talk about field position for all three phases. It becomes important. And so for the special teams to be able to do that for you, the punter in this case, to be able to do that for you, it is important. It just makes a big difference. And then those coverage guys, likewise, they do a nice job of getting down there and affecting that too.
And then how big was it to get a shot? You get the ball at the 46, and you find Xavier, what a throw by Pat, on the 54-yarder to kind of change the game right there.
Yeah, that was a positive. We went in saying that we wanted to take a few shots there, and we connected on that one. It was a beautiful throw. It was great protection, and Xavier, he can run if you didn't know that before, Mitch. He can really scoot.
I think Christian Fulton knows about it too now. But the big third down plays. Kelce got one early on the third down, but you get Watson to come back on a 17-yarder. They challenge it. He catches it on a 3rd and 11. And then for Xavier to come back and close the game out on offense, you're kneeling down because you hit that crosser on third down. Those plays, and to execute those plays by not only Pat, but the guys who caught him.
Yeah, that's the one we missed last week. So that was a step forward for us there. And I mean, you said it. Guys making plays. Trav had a nice day for us, and Pat settled down after that first little bit and really did a nice job. Although he was unconscious on third downs. I mean, our third down percentages were tremendous. So. We need to keep going on that. And that includes everybody on that, the receivers, tight ends, and offensive line with the protection. And then Pat having to make these throws in a real throw situation. So it's there. We just got to make sure we keep a consistency and not take steps back on these drives.
And then to get the go-ahead game-winning touchdown, finishing in the red zone, finishing in the gold zone. But you get the O-line, the fact that it looked like Kareem Hunt of 2017 there for a while, and P. Ryan and your guys there to be able to power it in there to win the game.
Yeah. Now, Kareem said he got fired up hearing your voice. So he goes, man, I feel like I'm back. So, yeah. He did a nice job. He was a nice addition in there, you know, surprise addition, just that he hadn't been in there before. And so some of these guys didn't know exactly how he operates and with the intensity that he operates with. So it was good for them to see it. And then once he gets that motor going, he wants to stay in there and keep going. But I know he's going to be a little tender today.
The Rice injury, we heard you earlier today address it, but the fact that guys had to, I mean, that's so tough. I've seen you now for 12 years deal with the situation, empathy for the athlete, but you got to move on. So where are we at right there in trying to compensate for that? And yet I know we all feel for Rashi to try to rebound as quickly as he can, whenever that is.
Yeah, he was on to a Pro Bowl year, you know, all pro year and so on and so forth. He was really having a great year, and you feel for the kid because he loves the game and he spent a lot of time working on it. And but you're right, in this business it really doesn't wait on anybody, and that's you, me, and everybody else included, right? So this thing keeps moving fast and furious, and opportunities arise for people that maybe haven't had opportunities. So that challenge is out there for our guys, and I know they'll step up like they did the second half of that game.
Final question kind of deals with that, though, because Brett Veach gets his 200th win as general manager. What about that milestone, one, and two, his ability? I've seen you fix stuff. It's one of your greatest traits. You fix it. You look at it, you go, I'm going to fix it. We'll fix it. But how much a part of that is Brett Veach and getting 200 wins and figuring this out as we push forward?
Yeah, how great is that? I mean, Brett doesn't get enough credit for everything he does outside of Kansas City. Kansas City loves him, but outside Kansas City, he doesn't get enough of the accolades, I don't think. There are a few people out there that understand what he does and the depth and opportunity that he gives us as coaches and this football team to win games. And then he brings great energy with that, along with everything else he does. So, and a positive attitude. And for him to get that 200, it was special. It's even more special when a player presents it to you. And so Pat presented him with the game ball, and that's different than a coach or a front office person doing it. I mean, this is a player doing it. And there have been players that have been released. There have been players that that we've brought in. But the one thing is, I think they all, even when they're released, they all respect the job that Brett does because he's honest with them about, you know, what he's trying to get accomplished.
Well, congrats to him and congrats to you. 4-0. We press on. Saints come up a week from tonight here, but we'll get ready to get after the Saints and stay on the good side of the ledger.
That's right. All right, Mitch. Hi to all those redheads out there.
They're out here. We got a huge crowd tonight. Head coach Andy Reid, thank you. We'll be back again with our player guest. We'll be back with more after this. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
And now the Chiefs have their best starting field position, down by 10. They'll take over at their own 46-yard line, first and 10. Kareem Hunt will take his turn again at running back. In motion is Sky Moore. Moving short to the right is Mahomes. Gunning it long. Coming down the near side. The pass is caught. Touchdown! Kansas City! A long bomb! And the Chiefs finally get there! A 54-yard bomb to Xavier Worthy. Patrick Mahomes, a perfect throw, burning Christian Fulton.
Yeah! 54 yards. The longest pass thrown by Patrick Mahomes in his career. 62 yards in the air and on the money to Xavier Worthy for a 54-yard touchdown. Awesome to see so many people here tonight. We're at the Hy-Vee in Olathe at 119th and Ridgewood. A lot of great guests out here tonight. We've got the Geeks here tonight. Cowboy Bob is here. Weird Wolf during rutting season is here tonight as well. But ladies and gentlemen, for the first time in Chiefs Kingdom history, we welcome someone who's from Center Grove High School in Greenwood, Indiana. Ladies and gentlemen, our rookie running back, number 42, Carson Steele. All right, man. You got your first kingdom taste. Here we are. So.
Yeah. You know, it's just a blessing to be here. Thankful for all the fans and everybody who's welcomed me in, especially my family, too. And, you know, excited to kick this thing off and keep it rolling. So,
Some of the greatest players in our franchise history, dating all the way back to 1960, were not drafted. Priest Holmes was not drafted. Okay. Duron Cherry was not drafted. These guys are in the Ring of Honor. So I have to ask you, when, because it's basically recruiting. Once the draft is over, 3-2-1, boom, it's over. It is a frenzy of 32 teams, basically college recruiting, to try to get undrafted free agents. What was that experience like for you? And when you got the call from the Chiefs going, let's go.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I was a little bummed out. You know, obviously you're sitting there with all your family, you know, on draft day. But I mean, I couldn't tell you how fast my phone rang as soon as, you know, everything ended. And, It was actually Porter who reached out to me, you know, running back coach, one of the running back coaches. And so talked with him, kind of figured some things out and, you know, went from there. And, you know, it's been a blessing ever since.
So what were you thinking? I'm going to be a Kansas City Chief.
Yeah, it was kind of a surreal moment for me, you know, especially just like going out on the practice field with those dudes too as well. You know, they have one goal in mind and, you know, so you got to really live up to it and keep going.
So what was it like when you're going, it's Travis Kelce and
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Patrick Mahomes. I know. Oh, and Andy Reid.
I'm out here in like a movie or something like that. But, you know, just being able to see those guys and, you know, playing the game that you've loved your whole life, you got to really kind of focus down and be like, hey, you know, they put on the cleats and pads the same way. You know, and you got to also look at, oh, hey, a couple of them are starred in movies and stuff like that. So, but it's really cool, you know, just humble yourself down and be able to work with, you know, such great athletes.
Well, now let's full disclosure here from Greenwood, Indiana, south suburbs of Indianapolis, in case Colts fan growing up.
I wouldn't say Colts fan, say Peyton Manning fan more of all, because sometimes, yeah, we'd fight a little bit at the TV screen. But, yeah, I would say we watched Peyton Manning growing up. My mamma, when I was younger, diehard Peyton Manning fan, so really stuck with it.
Pacers fan?
I wasn't too much into basketball, but I would say really more football and diehard Peyton Manning fan. You know, who couldn't, right? You know, growing up in Indiana, so.
Well, you're undefeated in your rookie season at 4-0. But these games have all been – I mean, how much of a taste do you have now of the National Football League or being with a team that's a back-to-back Super Bowl champion chasing history? But all four of these games have been just knockdown dragouts. What has been like to experience these first four games?
Yeah, it's definitely been some nail-biters. But, you know, just kind of watching the Chiefs over the last couple of years when I wasn't there, it's kind of how they play out things a little bit sometimes. So I know we scare you guys a little bit, but, yeah. Make sure, you know, everybody's got it under control. And a lot of people, even Pat was saying this, you know, when playoffs come around and we're kind of in those moments again, you know, we've almost done it the whole year, you know, getting down to those one possession drives. So you just really got to calm down and lean on the coaches and stuff like that, because it's the type of stuff that we practice throughout the week, you know, so that really helps us stay calm and really, you know, take it to the next level.
Again, Carson Steele is our guest tonight. We're at the Hy-Vee in Olathe, 119th in Ridgeview, with a sellout crowd. We might wedge you in here somewhere. But just to be a part of this offense, we talked about kind of the star-studded cast, but this isn't an easy offense. It's something north of 800 plays. You've been burning up the iPad?
Oh, yeah. And some days I just kind of want to pull out my hair a little bit, team camp. But
you got lots of hair to pull out.
I know,
on.
I do, yeah. So we're good, yeah. But, yeah, you know, just this type of offense that they're running is, you know, one to none. And being able to learn that, especially coming in as an undrafted guy, you know, I really kind of stay on my P's and Q's. And, you know, being able to run with the dogs and not be able to mess up and make mistakes, you know, because they've been in this offense for a couple of years now. So really trying to stay with them and keep going.
And your room is interesting. You mentioned Porter. He's just an awesome dude. He's He's got his own fame with what he's been able to do with the challenges that he's faced in his life. But then Todd Pinkston. But then losing Pop. To have Pop go down with the injury, what about you guys kind of rallying around that as a group? And now you've added Kareem Hunt to the mix.
Yeah, for sure. You know, you never want to wish anything on a player, you know, especially having a, you know, big injury and, you know, having to have surgery and stuff like that from it. But, you know, just being able to learn from him, especially while he's down, you know, as well. Learning him, too, also helped, you know, playing field-wise. But learning from him, you know, film-wise and stuff like that, it's really helped. And especially having a bunch of veterans in the group as well coming in, you know, that's kind of helped me personally overall to really keep pushing forward and, you know, kind of step up my game.
If there's anything about our RB room, it is yards after contact, all right? If you've watched Carson run, if you've watched Samaje Perine run, if you've won Pop Pacheco run, if you've watched him, or if you've watched Kareem Hunt run, you know they are no fun to tackle. Now, this is your first time on the show, okay? You're a rookie, but you've got to understand how this works. It's kind of a big deal. Every time we start the fourth quarter, it's announced to the largest network in the NFL. It's not the Colts. It's us. And so you have to do this, right? Let's all do it with Carson, because here come the Saints. We're 4-0. We got to go to 5-0 on Monday Night Football. It's time to put the hammer down, baby. Everybody wants you to have a nickname. To me, Thor looks right there. And Cowboy Bob's got Thor's hammer over here. So, ever been called Thor before bringing the hammer?
Oh, yeah. No, definitely, especially with the long hair, too, really sticks out. So, had a couple Halloween, you know, ideas, being Thor and stuff like that. So, that's always definitely been a nickname.
Were you ever Thor for Halloween?
I was 1 year when I was younger. Yeah, so I did that, and everybody, you know, kind of double took a few times. You know, they thought it was a real guy. No, but yeah, that's definitely been a Halloween costume of mine.
Okay, let's get into this. I don't know how many else. Do we cover ball security? Let's just do that and then get over it. We're good.
We're good.
All right, we got it. How many else in here? Because we got over 100 people in here on the Bruce Feldman freak list. Is anybody else on that list? The Bruce Feldman freak list. Anybody know Bruce Feldman? Neil, me either. But he's got a freak list, and Carson Steele is on that freak list. What was your max bench?
Max bench I ever did was 435. And then,
dude, how much do you weigh?
Right at like 230, 228. So
you're benching double your weight.
Double my weight, yep. Yep, so I would say I could probably do 450 now.
Our security guy, Ryan Galbraith, is the only guy that could probably...
he could go toe-to-toe with me for sure.
No, he would have... He'd be in the hospital. Both packs are gone, you know. That's nuts. Squat.
This one might get everybody. I would say probably close to 7 or 675. Yeah.
You squatted 675?
Uh-huh. Yep, I did. Once a lot of people freak out because you'll be at a gym or something, and once you get past 6 plates, the bar will start bending back and forth. So that's kind of.
So does everybody stop and watch?
Oh yeah, everybody's just stopping and looking at you like you're a freak or something like that.
Well, you are a freak. You're on the freak list, man. You're on Bruce Feldman's freak list. And body fat.
Yeah, the body fat, I would say 6 or 7% they had it at. So that's, I don't know.
You squat 675 with 6% body fat.
Yeah, ever since growing up, you can tell my parents too, I've just kind of been a freak when it's come to that stuff, you know, wanting to be able to train and work out and everything. So.
I guess. if If you can bench, what was it? Did you double your weight? So you're 450?
50, yeah.
Dude, that's stupid. And 675 squat, that is huge. I'm sitting here in awe, man. The whole gym would stop and watch you do your stuff.
No, for sure. Definitely happens sometimes.
So when you're in Ball State weight room, because I really like the fact that you played at Ball State. Uh-huh. I think it's really cool. Let me tell you this moment I had this summer. Name dropping here, but I was at the Hy-Vee IndyCar race, and who's into super big-time IndyCar is David Letterman. David Letterman is an alum of Ball State. And David was talking to me about the team and how fired up he was and cool, and two Super Bowls. I go, you know about our Ball State dudes? I said, do you know about the Ball State guy we just got? And so David Letterman now knows who Carson Steele is. So that's pretty
that's
cool.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's a super cool opportunity.
But it is so awesome to have you here. So what have you maxed out? So when you go into our weight room now, what's Ryan doing with you? Where are we at?
Yeah, he won't let me go too heavy. Yeah, I would say the heaviest I've done, I did 315 for like 8 or 10 on bench press, and he was like, yeah, we're good.
Was this a test or a max?
This was more of when like the rookies were coming in, trying to, show yourself, stuff like that. And so they were – and so after that, he was like, it's pointless to do that right now. We're trying to get you ready for season. Got to get you hurt or anything like that. So
was anybody else even close to you on this stuff?
Some of the linemen, yeah. Some of the big linemen. But they're 320
I'm guessing
pounds.
Xavier,
yeah.
I'm guessing Xavier wasn't close.
He might be. No, I was
– He's a strong dude.
Oh, yeah, I know. He's strong.
Yeah.
We tell him all the time he packs the heaviest punch for being 150 pounds or something like that.
He's a featherweight champ, man. He'll knock you out.
Heck yeah.
Kingsley might be in there.
Those big dudes, they were definitely in there for sure.
Wow. This is awesome. Carson Steele, our guest tonight. Before we go to break, and we'll get more into this, because it's kind of weird. The pet alligator's become a deal.
He has. Crocky J.
Stop it. Not just time out. Time out. Is this an alligator or a crocodile?
Yeah, he is an alligator. Everybody online was making fun of me. Like, why would you name him Crocky J? Well, I did it when I was like 6, guys. So, yeah, don't worry. But I didn't know. But I thought it sounded cooler. Ally J, Crocky J. Sounds a little better. So, stuck with it. And,
He's not confused, though. He knows. He doesn't think he's a crocodile. No, he knows for sure.
Okay, good. He knows for sure.
I'd hate to have him be screwed up.
Oh, yeah. No, he knows for sure.
6 years old, you got this alligator?
Yeah, I would say 6 or 7.
Take him to school for show and tell?
I did one time.
Mm-hmm. How'd that go?
It went good until he bit my third grade teacher. But I haven't told anybody this, but he was only like little. He was maybe half a foot when he... I told him, though, I was like, whatever you do, don't put your hands on the side of his face like that. And he did, because one student was getting close, and he turned on him. But he didn't draw any blood or anything, so.
Okay.
We were good, yeah. That was the last time Crocky J came in for show and tell, though, for sure. Yeah.
How'd the rest of school year go with teacher Mr. Spurkle?
Oh, we were definitely the talk of the town, for sure. Yeah, that crazy Steele family, the one with the alligator, so.
Oh, my goodness. Sure. An alligator called Crocky J going to oh, my gosh. And so where is Crocky J as we speak?
You guys are going to laugh at this, but he's actually in the corner of our house in a big aquarium.
Here?
No. Back in Indiana.
Back in Greenland. Okay.
Yep. So I'm still trying to figure out the permits and stuff to hopefully get him here. But I'm in an apartment right now, so going to be kind of hard finding out how to get him in that. So kind of probably have to wait a little bit.
What about the people that live around you in the apartment complex?
No, we're not going to tell them. Yeah, we can't. Yeah, we won't. They'll end up figuring it out.
But don't you take Crocky G out for walks and stuff like a dog?
Well, they'll figure it out here once in a while. I might have to hide him in a hoodie or something, hold him.
We're hiding an alligator in a hoodie. Okay. And biting the third grade teacher.
Yeah, and the third grade teacher.
Yeah, this is interesting.
Mr. Rugenstein, I remember his name, third grade teacher. So.
Mr. Rugenstein, he probably never forgot that day at school. Yeah. Carson Steele is our guest. There's a whole lot more with this dude, okay? So we're going to get there with him when we come back. Give it a cheer for number 42 for the Chiefs. We'll be back after this on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now, back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Kamaje Perine, lone setback. Ball at the 1.5 here on first down and goal to go. 10-10 tie. Handoff goes to Perine. Behind right guard, trying to press forward. A bunch of bodies into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. Samaje Perine, his first touchdown as a Kansas City Chief, and the Chiefs lead first time in the game at 16-10.
Carson Steele's brethren finding the sweet nectar of the end zone as Samaje Perine, his first touchdown as a Kansas City Chief. By the way, we got celebrities that show up at this all the time. The best ref in Kansas, Carson, is here tonight. The Brick himself, we call him the best ref in Kansas, just shows up from time to time like it's a big deal. So it is a big deal when Carson Steele is here tonight, number 42, Chiefs rookie running back. Let's go back to Crocky J, the alligator, who's hopefully not confused. All the pictures, you've got his nose, obviously, wrapped in, like, electrician's tape or, like, the black, like, gray tape. Okay. He's that way all the time?
No. That's a lot of, the misconception that people are thinking online, which a lot of people have been, you know, messaging me, DMing me about that stuff. But the only time we really
They're mad about it?
Oh, yeah. A lot of people are mad about it.
PETA groups or stuff?
Yeah, stuff like that, which there's no way, you know, you keep tape on an animal 24 hours of the day. You know, the only time we would do that is around people, like, we don't know or don't trust. And, like, so when they were taking that picture that showed up for the wedding, a bunch of people had come in town for the wedding and stuff like that. So, you know, they were around him, and, you know, I get kind of freaked out when I'm not there, especially, you know, my dad's handling and other people that we don't know. So just to do it to, like, a safety caution. But, yeah, people freaked out, thought I'd keep it on there 24-7. Like, how's he going to breathe or eat or drink or anything like that, you know? So it's just one of those things that, you know, people talking in the media and stuff like that.
I'm guessing he doesn't like it.
No. Okay. I mean, it's not, you know, it doesn't hurt him, right. You know, because, like, when we take him to the vet and stuff like that, you know, people who care for him, treat him, you know, they won't, you know, have him come in unless his mouth's taped. So it's not like, it's not like it's hurting him or anything like that. It's just precaution, you know, stuff like that from people we don't trust. So
during the game in Atlanta, your sister got married.
She did.
I guess she wasn't thinking you're going to make it with us.
Man.
She didn't want to move the wedding.
I don't know what she was thinking. No, she had planned it like a couple years in advance, and I was thinking she was going to I think they were thinking I was going to stay for my fourth year at UCLA.
Okay.
So, yeah, have a Saturday game and then be able to go Sunday. But I told her, I was like, you can't plan a wedding in September, you know, when football's coming around, especially when your brother's in the NFL too, you know.
Come on, so. Sis.
I know. What were they thinking? But I let her have the limelight, at least for one day, you know. So, yeah, now it's back to me. So, no.
Yeah, with your 675 squat. Just put some more plates on.
Exactly.
I don't know. Okay. Did Crocky J go to the wedding?
I wish. No, he didn't. For some reason, they didn't invite him. Yeah, I don't know why. Yeah.
Another reason for him to be shattered.
Exactly, yeah.
Right?
You know, yeah.
So, okay, but you're telling me now, only when people come in that he doesn't know, we wrap him up in tape. You have people just come in and look,
well,
hey,
it's
Crocky
not like
J,
that.
What's
yeah,
up?
Yeah, it's not like that. A lot of people, like neighbors and stuff, will kind of want to come take pictures, you know, which we're always nice to let them come take pictures. But you know how, like, a dog is, you know, when little kids get close, they kind of nudge on him, you know, make him uncomfortable. So I like to do it just to be precautious. But with me, you know, I won't tape him or anything. You know, I'll call him up and stuff like that, hold him, so.
Has Mr. McGillicuddy come back around? Whatever his name is, with his bite in third grade?
No. So, no, he's been – I haven't heard from him too much.
I'm not surprised, actually. And you have vets that work on Crocky J.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Not any vet. Like, you're just like, hey, like, call a doctor.
Yeah, so we'll have to – but you have to take him there. That's the thing. Yeah, they won't come see him. So, okay. Yeah, you have to take him there.
That's a surprise for the dogs and cats.
Exactly, yeah, there. When you're holding a 100-pound alligator and walking him in through the front door. So.
Yeah, Barfy's going I think wrong day to get
to
shots.
Time to
head out. Is it some Purdue vet or?
It's just a little vet down the road. It's not too far.
Okay.
I'd say it's like 20, 30 minutes. So.
All right.
Yeah, but they take care of him, you know, help us out. So.
Is Crocky J going to make a Kansas City appearance?
I'm trying. I'm really trying. I ain't going to lie. Yeah.
Maybe
I might just turn him loose on the field, not tell anybody or something. No. But
who in your room would be the most freaked out in the RB room?
I would say Pacheco for sure.
Yeah.
Every time I talk about it, he looks at me kind of funny when we talk about the Gator. So, yeah, it's got to be Pacheco.
Center Grove High School. You're a Center Grove Trojan.
Mm-hmm.
Five state football championships in Indiana.
Uh-huh.
You had one. Did you have one or two?
Just one.
Just one.
Yep.
In this school, now, it's a big school, south suburbs of Indianapolis. You had four. There's five different NFL guys from your school.
Mm-hmm.
This is pretty cool. And this is where it gets interesting. Because Austin Booker, who played for KU, now with the Bears, went to your school.
Mm-hmm.
And Ross Yeast, yep, who played for K-State, mm-hmm, he's now with Carolina, played in your school.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of – you must be –
I know. I must have picked the wrong college, I think, or something like that.
Well,
you know,
or your school is like, yeah, a really –
they must have flipped it on me. So, but
are you guys a football power, though? I mean,
yeah. It's one of those, you know, small towns where everybody kind of looks for, you know, a Friday night, fireworks going off. Heck, yeah. So – it's been great, especially being able to play with, you know, Booker as well. And then Russ came out a little bit, you know, after we, or before we did. So, and I've, you know, there's a couple guys that are probably going to go pro, you know, there now, or at least were there now. One's at Ohio State, one's at Michigan State, and a couple at IU. So, yeah, I'm excited for it. Coach Moore, our head coach, he's a really great guy, and he's starting to kick out some NFL players. So it's been awesome.
Again, that's Center Grove High School in Indianapolis, Indiana. Or actually, Greenwood, Indiana, south suburbs. Now, I'll give you another one. Have you ever, growing up in Indiana, did you ever see the old school movie Hoosiers?
I did. Uh-huh.
How many times you watched it?
Not too many. I know. I'm a bad Hoosier. I ain't going to lie. But I've seen it a couple times.
You know who else went to your high school? This is where we're good. So, my kids played basketball at Southwestern College down near Wichita, Winfield, Kansas.
Uh-huh.
A dude from that movie went to that school, but he's from your high school.
Oh, really?
Buddy, if you remember Buddy in the movie, hey, what gum is he chewing? He's the defensive specialist guy. Went to your high school.
No kidding? That's awesome.
His name's Brad Long.
Huh.
So, yeah.
This
school's famous.
Small world, I know.
It is a small world. Circling all the way around.
Uh-huh.
Before we let you go, okay, here we go. I mean, week by week, you're learning as we go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, going into this Monday night football game against the Saints, how do you attack the week?
I'm excited. I have a big, you know, process going into things, fix up all the mistakes that, you know, I've had, you know, previous. But I really try to attack the week and just go 1-0. That's my big goal. Just go 1-0 for the week. You know, don't start thinking about the process, you know, bye week, next couple weeks down the road. You just want to go 1-0 that week. And that's kind of like our mindset going out through things, you know, not thinking about the future, but thinking about the present right now. So that's really helped me, and it's, you know, really helped me pushing forward.
You've already played on Sunday night football. Now you get to play on Monday night football. Before we let him go, we all got to join him. You know how this works now. Okay, four games in,
one
man.
One more time.
Here come the New Orleans Saints. And it's time for Carson Steele and all of his buddies in the RB room and everybody else in the Chiefs Kingdom to put the hammer down. Let's let him go, ladies and gentlemen. Carson Steele, rookie running back. Greenwood, Indiana, the Trojans of Center Grove High School. Thank you,
Thank
my brother.
Thank you so much.
All right, we'll be back to wrap things up. After this, you're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now, back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
4:01 to go in the game. Chiefs lead 17-10. 3rd-and-11 Chargers at their own 45-yard line. Chargers with a 2-minute warning and one timeout to stop the clock. Chiefs are blitzing, selling out on Herbert. He steps up into the pocket. He cannot escape. He goes down at the 41-yard line. The Chiefs open the trap door, and Stone Cold Chris Jones, wiping out everybody in front of him, gets the sack on Herbert.
Chris Jones, 2 sacks in that game, and now fourth, tied for fourth with Justin Houston in Chiefs history with that sack overall in career sacks. So, man, how good is Carson Steele? How fun is that dude? That alligator's got to be confused and feel bad for Mr. McGillicuddy or whatever. He got his arm bit. Anyway, the Saints come up. It's a week from tonight, so don't come to the show or you'll miss the game. So our show will be Tuesday night at Independence, and Independence on Nolan Road. So the closest IV to the stadium. That'll be fun. But also this Saints game is a little bit of a homecoming of sorts, because on this Saints team is the Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu. And on this Saints team is Willie Gay Jr. And on this Saints team is Colin Saunders, who came up with the biggest play of Super Bowl 57, you've forgotten, when he chased down Jalen Hurts for a sack when we need it the most. And then for you Fort Hays State fans that are listening, Nathan Shepard is on this team, a veteran defensive lineman who played Division II in the MIAA at Fort Hays State University. But anyway, that should be fun against the Saints on Monday Night Football. Now, we have played in a big game for many years in a row, if you catch my drift. The big game the last 2 years, three in the last five. We're trying to get there again and try to chase history. When you swipe your Hy-Vee Perks card, you're automatically entered to win great perks. From now through January 5th, you'll be entered to win a trip for two to the big game in February. The big game, all right? That is huge. Oh, no, 5 days, four nights, experience for two. Hotel accommodations, tickets are included, courtesy of Hy-Vee and the Kansas City Chiefs. So shop Hy-Vee, save big, and earn great perks. It is time for Monday Night Football, everybody. It is time to get after the New Orleans Saints and stay undefeated. Next week, we'll be at Independence on Nolan Road on Tuesday night. Thanks for joining us on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Been listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers. Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee. Proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Tune in to Fesco and Dusty, weekdays starting at 6, Cody and Gold at 10, and The Drive with Carrington Harrison at 2. Follow this station, your favorite shows and podcasts on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure to follow our social channels, at TheFan965 on X, Instagram, Facebook. Plus, watch all the shows on our YouTube channel, your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
This is the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.